From KUOW 94.9 Seattle, I'm David Hyde in for Ross Reynolds. You've heard the question, can you judge a book by its cover? Well, what about Seattle's next mayor? The people running to be Seattle's next mayor read from their favorite books at an event last night at the Seattle Public Library. Library supporters invited the nine candidates to choose a selection from their favorite books and to read out loud. And KUOW's Deborah Wong was there, and she joins us now.
Hey, David.
So did all nine show up?
No. Eight showed up. The one person who didn't show up was Doug McQuaid. And I think he usually doesn't show up at events.
So one of the things I was thinking is Seattle's almost becoming known for these wacky mayoral events. This one isn't so wacky. It's a little bit more serious. But what was the idea behind it?
Well, the idea for this event came from Maggie Taylor. She's the chairman of the Friends of the Seattle Public Library group. And she used to live in Los Angeles. And apparently down there, movie stars do this. They have movie stars read from their favorite books. And she thought this would be a great way to get to know the candidates in the mayor's race and also to get people to pay attention to the race.
So it sounds like kind of a fun way to get to know the candidates. Was it fun?
It was fun. There were the range of performances. Some were pretty good and some were not so good. We're not going to hear all eight readings right now, but since this was inspired by a Hollywood event, we thought we would at least recognize the standout performances.
And obviously, you know, these people aren't actors and we're only judging performances here. We're not judging their merits as candidates, but how did they do?
All right. Well, let's look at the first category, which is feel-good performances. And that the award for that goes to Charlie Stadiker. Charlie Stadiker is the sort of bow-tied real estate broker, white-haired guy. He read from Harold Kushner's book, Living a Life That Matters. And this is a selection about the keys to immortality.
I find it in the work I have done, the acts of kindness I have performed, the love I have given, and the love I have received. The people who will smile when they remember me, and the children and grandchildren through whom my name and memory will be perpetuated.
And what was this category again?
This category was feel good.
All right, feel good. That's Charlie Stadiker. Yeah. Deborah Wong is here.
That
She's
was
giving
sweet,
us a review.
It?
It was. It's really kind of beautiful. It's moving.
Yeah.
All right, what's the next category?
The next category, I guess if he was the feel good category, then the next is the opposite of that. I don't know what we want to call it, the feel bad award. That goes to Mary Martin. She's the Socialist Workers' Party candidate, and she read from the book Malcolm X, Black Liberation, and the Road to Workers' Power.
This is a book about the dictatorship of capital and the road to the dictatorship of the proletariat. A book about the last century and a half of class struggle in the United States, from the Civil War and Radical Reconstruction to today.
And that's mayoral candidate Mary Martin. She's been talking a lot about socialist revolution on the campaign trail here in Seattle. It sounds like that didn't change last night.
No. She gave a pretty impassioned defense of the Cuban Revolution and literacy movements in Cuba. But really, for the first time that I've seen, she cracked a joke. She called her favorite book growing up was, she said, Robin Hood.
Perfect.
And, yeah, stealing from the rich and giving to the poor.
So all nonfiction so far. I don't know if that's surprising or not, but any fiction?
Well, that's our next category. You know, these are all political junkies, so the books were mostly about politics, political theory, history. Only two of the candidates read fiction. One was our current mayor, Mike McGinn, so he gets the award for being out of the box. He read from Joseph Heller's Catch-22.
Then ask any of the others, Doc. They'll tell you how crazy I am. Well, they're crazy, said Doc Danica. Then why don't you ground them? Why don't they ask me to ground them? Because they're crazy, that's why. Of course they're crazy, Dr. Nika replied. I just told you they're crazy, didn't I? And you can't let crazy people decide whether you're crazy or not, can you?
That's Seattle Mayor Mike McGinn reading at an event last night where Deborah Wong was reporting. It was at the Seattle Public Library. They invited all nine candidates to show up and read from books that their favorite books, but books that also told stories about themselves. And the mayor picked Catch-22, not Soylent Green. What did he like about Catch-22?
Catch-22, he said it was a book that he read as a teenager and that he's reading with his kids now. So it's kind of a shared experience. I thought it was fun to hear the city's mayor say the word crazy 30 times. And it sort of reflected a little bit on this race.
That's cool. He's reading Catch-22 with his kids. How old are his kids?
They're kind of teens. teenagers and preteens.
All right. All right. Who was the best performance of the night?
Okay. The award for the best reading goes to, in my mind, and this is totally subjective, Kate Martin. She's the neighborhood activist from Greenwood, kind of one of the lesser known candidates. She read from the book Breaking Rank. This is a book by Seattle's former police chief, Norm Stamper, and it's subtitled A Top Cop's Exposé into the Dark Side of American Policing.
Simply put, white cops are afraid of black men. We don't talk about it. We pretend it doesn't exist. We claim colorblindness. We say white officers treat black men the same way they treat white men. But that's a lie. In fact, the bigger, the darker the black man, the greater the fear. The African American community knows this. Hell, most whites know it. Yet even though it's a central, if not the defining ingredient in the makeup of police racism, white cops won't admit it to themselves or to others.
So that's Kate Martin, mayoral candidate Kate Martin, reading a book by Seattle's former police chief, Norm Stamper, who now lives on Orcas Island, I think, right?
Right, yeah.
So what do you think?
I thought it was a bold excerpt. It really made me want to read the book, which is probably why I gave it the best reading award. But and I think she scored extra points because she brought the whole issue back to the campaign. She says she wants to reform the police department beyond what the Justice Department is demanding of our city.
Did the other candidates not do that, not tie their selections as much to the mayoral race?
Not as much. I think, the other selections were mostly about political history. They were about kind of political philosophy. I think people were trying to give the impression that, they're serious readers and they've had books that were important to them. But it really wasn't quite tied as directly to the race.
In presidential campaigns, it seems like they always use these books to convey gravitas. That's one of the things that seems to come up.
I would definitely say that was the theme last night.
And she also wins for gravitas, do you think?
I think so.
All right. So who was the worst?
Okay, and this is, again, extremely subjective, but you can take a listen and see what you think. I would say the worst read of the night goes to Peter Steinbrück. He's the former city council member who's an architect, and he's been one of the opponents of the Soto basketball arena in Soto.
And we're not commenting here on his campaign.
No,
at all.
This is just about his reading. He read from a book called The Conjure Woman, which is by a guy named Charles Chestnut. He was the grandson of a white slave owner, and he wrote about race relations in the South. This is a selection that was a dialogue between the narrator and his uncle.
Well, yes, I believe I do remember seeing a club-footed man there. Did you ever see a club-footed Negro before, since? No, I can't remember that I ever saw a club-footed colored man, I replied after a moment's reflection. You and Miss Annie wouldn't have wanted to believe me if I was to tell you that man was once a mule.
Okay.
How did the crowd react?
There was a lot of squirming. I stopped taking notes at that point. It was a very odd selection, and he chose a very odd way to read it, I think.
Not something by Frederick Law Olmsted.
No. It was. He said it was one of his favorite books and one he keeps going back to.
So this is a crowd of public library supporters. Was there any discussion about support for the public library system?
Yeah, and there was no disagreement really about the importance of the library system. It's sort of one of those mom and apple pie issues. Joey Gray, another candidate that we didn't hear from tonight, scored a few points with the crowd because she herself is a librarian and she holds a degree in library science. Also, Bruce Harrell, the city council member, his mother was a Seattle librarian. But everyone in this crowd agreed that libraries are great equalizers. They're like schools. They need to be fully funded. No disagreement there.
And it seems like there's a common thread here through a lot of these. Race and civil rights came up. That's not too surprising because it's been a big issue in the campaign.
Yeah, race, civil rights, policing, and a lot of political history.
All right. Deborah Wong, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you.
She was telling us about an event last night at the Seattle Public Library with 8 of the 9 Seattle mayoral candidates. You guys, what is 620?